Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Imagine being on a vacation for a very long time. Now imagine saving money nightly while you do it. Sounds pretty great, right? With Vrbo's long stay discounts, you can stay longer and save more. Our customers save an average of 10% when they book select properties for a week or longer. Just in case you needed another reason to extend that vacation, book the perfect summer getaway today with Vrbo Private Vacation Rentals. Your future self will thank you later.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
This is Caden Priestcorn.
This is JJ Pete-Gee.
Hey everybody, this is Jackson Dart, Ole Miss quarterback. You're listening to the Red and Blue Crew with Dave and Brad.
Welcome to the Red and Blue Crew podcast, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. Are you ready? From the Inside the Rebels studios, let's get ready to rumble. Now here are your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan.
Good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome into the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Brad Logan alongside David Johnson. And David, finally, Ole Miss football unofficially is about to crank up as preseason camp is about to begin. We'll have Ole Miss full content for you on Tuesday as it is media day at Ole Miss. I want to say a special thank you to our talent presenting sponsor, the Landshark, and the Velvet Ditch, two outstanding restaurants in Oxford, and invite you to go by and say hello today. Jared Foster and his team do an incredible job. They're gearing up for the students coming back as well as football right around the corner, but a great opportunity to watch the game with some friends and have a great meal. Also, very thankful to the Hearn Law Firm. Any type of legal needs, you heard their ad a moment ago. You can hear it again here in just a little bit. Reach out to the Hearn Law Firm if you have any legal need whatsoever. They will take care of you, and they are Ole Miss people. Media day coming up, David. A lot of storylines. Unfortunately, the injury bug has bitten Ole Miss. We know of the injury to the tight end, Luke Haas. We'll learn more as we hear from Lane Kiffin tomorrow. But kind of just your overall thoughts, some things maybe you're wanting to hear from Lane Kiffin, Austin Simmons, or any of the players as football's right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm excited to follow this quarterback battle, to be honest with you. Not that there's going to be much of a battle, but I think that you're going to hear really good things about Chambliss. You're going to hear really good things about AJ Maddox. And you're going to have to figure out what to wade through while dealing with Austin Simmons. Austin Simmons is the Ole Miss quarterback, period. But don't be surprised if you don't hear of one or two of those guys pushing him from behind. You know, the other thing I'm excited about, and this is a story within itself, is Shekai Mills Knight. Mm-hmm. 6'3", 220 pounds, big back, a Deuce McAllister type back, as we've said on here before. And, you know, he's a true freshman, but how quickly can Kevin Smith get him ready for SEC action? Then I move on to Caleb Cunningham, another true freshman. Caleb's got a difficult task with a lot of veterans in front of him. But how big of a deal can he be as a target for Austin Simmons? And the two have already grown close. They're tight. So, you know, those are three storylines I'm looking at. The fourth one is how this team handles adversity. You've already addressed some of it with Luke Haas being out for likely the entire season. And then the death of Corey Adams. I'm telling you, you can't walk into a locker room where a guy once was and look at his locker and it not affect you in some form or fashion. And there were others who were shot up there at that event. And there were those that picked Corey Adams up and put him in the car. All of those kids are going to have difficulty dealing with this at some point or another, Brad. And, you know, it just makes you think football is not on the pedestal it was beforehand. And, you know, I want to see how they respond to that adversity. And we've said this before. You've seen teams that have taken something like this and galvanized and won a championship. But you've also seen stuff like this that just kind of break a team up, break it apart. So, you know, I'm going to be keeping an eye on that as well.
Yeah, I think you made a really good point a moment ago. It's not just Corey Adams that's dealing with this. There are other members of the team. Some were injured during the attack. So all of that will flesh itself out, and we will get into that in more depth in the later dates. But there are more people involved in this, and not just physically, but the emotional side of this. What you have to deal with, I would expect some therapy would be involved, because this is not just an everyday occurrence. I mean, this is something that very traumatic event for a lot of people. So your heart goes out to so many people that are dealing with this. Obviously, Corey's family, but the other players that were involved in this, it was very traumatic. So, yeah, I mean, you've got that to kind of look at. And so with Ole Miss kind of understanding that, and then you kind of transition over to Lane Kiffin, how he handled media day and how he kind of reflected, and how on social channels he reflects back to, you know, seeing his mom and dad or trying to honor them and how much he appreciates the city of Oxford. I'll be interested if there's any change. I don't think it will be. I think it'll be the normal Lane Kiffin in the press availability. But it was not the normal Lane Kiffin that opened up SEC Media Day. So that'll be something for me to watch.
Yeah, and SEC Media Days happened before all of this happened that right. We're talking about. I think you can really throw all that out the window. I mean, I'm sorry, but this was a severe tragedy. And nothing but thoughts and prayers go out to Corey Adams and his family, his mom, everybody who's feeling a sense of loss. But that sense of loss is inside that Ole Miss locker room as well. I mean, I'm going to tell you, and you played football just as I played football. When you're sweating and breathing hard with a group of guys, you really don't get closer than what you do on the football practice field. Corey's been here since January. And, you know, there's some closeness that has been made. And there are some hearts with holes in it on that Ole Miss roster. I mean, including the coaching staff who recruited him and I'm sure told his mom, we're going to take care of him while he's up here. But, you know, as we talked about before, you can't put these players in a prison. They can do what they want to do on their free time. And, you know, that's an unfortunate thing. The Ole Miss players, as I understand it, were trying to leave. And, you know, just couldn't quite get out of there. But, you know, here's to hoping the Shelby County Sheriff's Department can bring to justice these animals that chose to fire into that crowd of Ole Miss players.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You have to turn the page to a certain extent so you continue to be in prayer and continue to think for Corey's family, think about them because of the life they have before them. You also have to continue to remember the players on the team that were not only injured, but were injured. I can't speak to this enough, the mental energy focused on this and how the mental makeup of these players that were involved in this. So I think they're – are steps to kind of move past that. But Ole Miss will open training camp here in a couple of days, David, and we'll have a chance to visit with Lane Kiffin. A lot of things have happened since Media Day, like you point out. Be interesting to hear what Lane Kiffin says. We'll have all of that for you here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. There'll also be a number of breakout sessions where we can talk to individual players. We'll see who all is made available. Before we get to Media Day and before we get to all of that, there was some recruiting that happened over the weekend, and NASCAR McCoy, a talented player, committed to Ole Miss. How is Ole Miss right now in recruiting? It's been kind of a roller coaster, I'll be honest. You know, with so many teams around, and Ole Miss kind of going kind of up and down with recruiting. But that was good news that McCoy is committed to Ole Miss.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's a 6'2", 180-pound defensive back, probably most likely a safety, but don't rule him out at corner. He's athletic enough. He could play cornerback. Look, it doesn't really matter. His name is NASCAR. love that. You got to love that. And he's out of the Buford, Georgia program, which Ole Miss has taken advantage of before in terms of bringing in top athletes, not just for football, softball as well. And, I'm happy to have him. As far as how recruiting is going, Ole Miss is a team that I don't think you ever ask that question until February.
I agree.
Because it's a portal-oriented destination type school. And high school recruiting, I think, is going fine. But overall recruiting, you just don't know until the portal opens in December and you figure out what kind of haul you're going to have. Because you're going to have a major haul here every year. You know that much. And so it's kind of difficult to say.
Yeah, you know, I said all along, I'll say it again. I'll raise my hand. I was the person that kind of went after Lane Kiffin about how poor recruiting was going over during the summer a couple of years ago, and he proved me dead wrong. So Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin are always a team that when they start recruiting hard in October and November and then in December, and then the first signing day happens. So definitely something to monitor. So taking a look at recruiting, we talked about NASCAR McCoy. Is that kind of what you think, David, that Ole Miss really cranks things up as the season gets going and they're kind of really get things in gear and you start seeing Lane Kiffin be a much more active recruiting in the latter part of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think Ole Miss has always kind of engaged their NIL at the pinnacle type moment. Whereas there are schools throwing money out at kids right now, but I don't think you really engage that NIL until it's time to get the name on the dotted line. And, I think that's something Ole Miss fans need to realize there is that, not all of their NIL negotiations with high school players are taking place right now. A lot of it won't take place until December or so.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big money at
Menards. A couple things have happened. Let's stay on this as we kind of, we're all over the place this early Monday morning. That's okay. Let's stay on NIL just for a moment. We heard legislation coming from the NCAA. Anything over $600 or $599 had to be put through a clearinghouse and approved in regards to an NIL package for a player. Now, here recently, we've seen the president, Donald Trump, has gotten involved in the world of NIL and pay for play and collective bargaining and legislation, that sort of thing. Kind of your overall thoughts on what you saw from the bill that Donald Trump has put out, and if you think we're starting to see a huge push towards the L word, which is legislation when it comes to NIL, if you will.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an attempt at that. Because, I mean, Brad, this is a field full of cow patties right now. I mean, everywhere you step is something icky. And something must be done. If not, you're simply going to have teams go out there and buy national championships. Something's got to be done. But as we've talked about this profusely before on this podcast, there's got to be teeth in it. In other words, if you can create all the legislation in the world, and this is what you get on the surface, but you're not going to ever keep teams boosters from sweetening the legal deal, which would be illegal. So if there has to be some teeth in it, there's got to be some, I don't know. I mean, There's got to be some law behind it where if you do this, you're going to go to jail. That's the only way it's going to work. And, you know, outside of wanting your college football team to win every Saturday, and look, this is universal. This is not just Ole Miss. It's from coast to coast. Outside of wanting your college football team to win on Saturday, you probably don't want to go to jail a little bit more than that. So there's got to be some teeth put into it. The problem is, you know, and look, I mean, you got to get your senators from states like Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, South Carolina to put the teeth into it. You know, your representatives, you're the people that make the laws. And there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on those guys, really from the same pool that's given the money to the universities for NIL to not put any teeth into it. So, I mean, that's just my thoughts on it. I mean,
I saw over the weekend two athletic directors, one being Arkansas's Hunter Yurecek and Greg Byrne from Alabama. It could have been more. That's the only two I saw on social media that came out and were pretty open about how much they supported the legislation by President Donald Trump. So if you get athletic directors behind this, David, I think that puts more teeth into it. And then you start talking about your local legislators, if they become involved with this, it could kind of get some steam rolling forward. I mean, the type of money you talk about, a revenue sharing $20, $25 million, that is a substantial sum of money. So you start talking about that kind of money and then athletic director supporting, and then the president's involved and senators are involved. Obviously, there could be lawsuits and that sort of thing, but it feels like this is gaining quite a bit of steam.
It looks like it is. We'll see. You know, Donald Trump can't arbitrarily make the laws. That's what the representatives and the Senate is there for. There's just got to be some teeth behind it, Brad. It'll work if there's teeth behind it. In other words, if you get caught slipping $5,000 to a player, you're going to federal prison for, you know, a little bit. And again, people tend to not want to go to federal prison a little bit more than they want their college football team to win on Saturday. So that's all I'm saying. You've got to have teeth behind any kind of law.
Transitioning over to Media Day, David, we've talked about some storylines. One storyline we have not talked about is the offensive line today anyway. And that position that I'm really interested to see is who is going to start at center. And Bryson Sanders, the redshirt sophomore, appears to be the leader in the clubhouse. There are other positions that I think we'll be looking for, but I really truly believe that offensive line could be the biggest question mark heading into the season on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think running back is. I think we've already talked about Shekhi Mills Knight being a nice influx of talent along with Logan Diggs and Kawan Lacy. So I don't think it's there. Wide receiver room is loaded. What are your overall thoughts on that offensive front as we have just a few minutes left today and kind of looking at center and Bryson Sanders?
Yeah, I think you're right. Bryson Sanders is going to be the Ole Miss center. To his right or left will be Patrick Kutas, who was one of the top transfer gets for Ole Miss from Arkansas over the offseason. I feel good about both of those positions. I think the other three are very much up in the air. I really do. You know, and we'll see what John Garrison does in terms of how the musical chairs play out. You know, I was not concerned at all about the tight end position until Luke Haas went down. You do have Daquan Wright coming back. He's going to have to step up and be a big time guy, not only as a receiving threat, but he's going to put his hand in the dirt and block people as well.
New podcast episode, Why CDR Matters, Cloud Attacks Are Evolving Faster Than Legacy Tools Can Handle. In this episode, cybersecurity strategist Aparna Sundararajan joins Mohit Basin of Palo Alto Networks to explore how AI-driven cloud detection and response, CDR, is changing the game. Discover why real-time protection is critical, how CDR bridges the gap between cloud and SecOps, and the role of AI in accelerating response times. Listen now at paloaltonetworks.com/CDR-podcast. Stay ahead of modern cloud threats. Don't miss it.
So, O-line, we'll see what we're going to have a close eye on it, but we'll see how everything plays out there.
Two players I wanted to ask you about, David, redshirt sophomore transfer Delano Townsend and redshirt sophomore transfer PJ Wilkins. What are your early thoughts on those two? I know you talked about Patrick Kutas a minute ago. What about those two players?
Yeah, but either or both could crack into the starting lineup. Wilkins, of course, is the nephew of my favorite all-time basketball player, Dominique Wilkins. So it'd be great to see him crack into the lineup. There'll be a lot of good storylines there. Delano Townsend is coming from UAB. Obviously, he's talented. Brett, we just got to see. We got to let him strap it on and see what happens in fall camp. I've never been one to break out a crystal ball at fall camp because anything can happen at any point. You've got the injury bug you want to hop over. And some guy may just surprise you and come from out of nowhere. So, that's how I see the O-line, mostly open outside of Sanders at center and Kutas at one of the guard spots.
Yeah, sophomore transfer Therese Davis, also someone to look for. Could it be redshirt freshman Jude Foster could make a step? John Wayne Oliver is someone that Ole Miss was very excited about when they was able to recruit him. We'll be looking forward to Media Day coming. There'll be full coverage here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. Could not do what we do without the listeners and the folks that watch. We're grateful for all of you. Be sure to tell a friend. However you get our podcast, whether it be Apple, Spotify, or all the other platforms, please leave us a review and let us know what you think. Shoot us a message on Twitter. He's at Rebels247. I'm at Brad Logan, COTE. Let us know what you think. But most importantly, go by and see our advertisers. Let them know that you appreciate us here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. That's, of course, our title and presenting sponsor, The Land Shark and The Velvet Ditch, two wonderful restaurants there in Oxford. We appreciate their title and presenting sponsorship of the program. And the Hearn Law Firm. We appreciate all of the good folks at the Hearn Law Firm. All of your legal needs, just give them a call or shoot them a message online today. For David Johnson, we'll talk to you very soon as Media Day is tomorrow. We'll keep you abreast as fall camp is right around the corner. Before long, it'll be Ole Miss and Georgia State kicking off at Vaught Hemingway Stadium. We'll have full coverage for you, of course, from that event and many more right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast. David Johnson, I'm Brad Logan. We'll talk to you soon here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Howdy, toddy, everybody.
Crawfish season is finally here, and your number one crawfish supplier is ready now with two locations. The Landshark and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, North Mississippi's largest crawfish supplier. The Velvet Ditch Seafood's delicious menu features prime filet, char-grilled oysters, crab legs, shrimp, lobster, catfish, and specialty cocktails and daiquiris. For Oxford's best seafood, choose the Landshark off Jackson Avenue behind Chick-fil-A and the Velvet Ditch Seafood Daiquiri and Sports Bar, University Avenue at South Lamar. Your number one crawfish supplier in North Mississippi.
I tell my kids, you do your part, I'll do mine. That's teamwork. It's the same thing I tell my clients. It's their job to get well. It's my job to get them the most money possible to do just that. I want you to get back to enjoying the life we all love here in North Mississippi. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, an 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. If you call, I'll answer.
Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm.
It is a place which exerts an extraordinary pull on all who have walked its hallowed ground. Thousands come each year, and yet no one ever really leaves. Ole Miss is for life. A major university with the familiar intimacy of family. Friendships that are more than friendships. Moments that are more than moments. An autumn celebration on a Saturday afternoon in the Grove. Contests waged and triumphs savored. With our largest freshman class, soaring honors college, national reputation for academics and research, our pride is overflowing. Today, more than ever, for all who have ever called this magical place home, you never leave Ole Miss.
You've been listening to the Red and Blue Crew podcast with your hosts, David Johnson and Brad Logan, the source for all Ole Miss sports news, rumors, and innuendo. From the Inside the Rebels studios, join us next time right here on the Red and Blue Crew podcast.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.